Okay, so a little backstory first. My wife Lucy and I have been together for 12 years, and in recent years, bedroom activities have been few and far between. And when they do arise, it's plain old vanilla stuff. Lucy is very anti-pornographic, being the good Catholic woman she is, and kinks and fetishes have all but dried up for many years. But in every other part of our life, our marriage is perfect. Lucy's 34, 5'9", long brunette hair, pale skin, and a curvy body with a most amazing ass. Not as thin as she once was, but she's still in amazing shape. Anyway, this story all started 2 weeks ago when I was off work sick for a couple of days and getting much needed rest. The kids were at school, and I had the whole house to myself. Since I hadn't gotten off in a couple of weeks, I wasn't going to let this opportunity go to waste. I grabbed my iPad and started browsing the usual sites, and stumbled across my new favorite category, joy. I can only watch so much of high-speed fucking, fake screams, and anal before it gets old. Joy and GW Audio have been my go-to for the last couple of months. So I'll find a good video, stick on my headphones, and settle in for a nice long session. So there I am, lying in bed, iPad in one hand, and my dick in the other, about halfway through the video, when all of a sudden the bedroom door swings open. Lucy had taken an extra long lunch break to come and check on me, and to her horror, there I was, jerking off to that vulgar filth. What followed was a long talk about how disrespectfully and dangerous the porn industry is towards women, and so on. Not wanting to have to sleep on the sofa for the next few nights, I pleaded my case that the type of porn I was watching wasn't like that. It was mostly made by sexually empowered women that don't have sex on camera. I was rambling off as much bullshit as I could think of, trying to spin this, but I could see I was getting nowhere fast. Lucy went back to work, and I lay there, limp-dicked, thinking about how I was going to dig myself out of this one. Over the next few days, I was given the cold shoulder. Fast forward to the following weekend, the kids are staying at my parents' for the monthly sleepover, and me and Lucy have the place to ourselves. Even though the whole porn fiasco had blown over by now, I wasn't going to push my luck. We open a bottle of wine and decide to enjoy a movie for the evening. After the movie, Lucy decides to catch up on her reality TV shit, so I decide to turn in early. I'm only in bed about 5 minutes when Lucy storms in the room, throwing a black scarf at me saying,
"I want you naked and blindfolded by the time I get back."
And exits with the slam of the door behind her. In my state of shock and excitement, I quickly strip off and blindfold myself and wait for Lucy to return. I wait lying on the bed with my dick bulging with anticipation of what's to come. 20 minutes later, I'm still waiting, and I'm beginning to believe this is just a cruel punishment for the last week's events. Just as I was about to take off the blindfold and go to sleep, I hear footsteps coming up the stairs. The door opens, and I can hear the sound of high heels walk across the wooden floor towards the bed.
"Good boy,"
Lucy says in a soft voice in my ear.
"I love when you do what you're told."
My cock springs back to its full glory at the sound of her voice. She grabs my left hand and ties it to the bedpost with a soft silk cloth. She slowly makes her way down towards my left ankle, caressing my leg as she goes. With my left leg now also fastened to the bed, she gently walks around to the other side, her heels making an ever so satisfying strike on the wooden floor with each step. As she's tying my right foot to the bed, I reach out to caress her with my free hand, only to be met with a sharp and painful blow to my arm.
If you don't behave nice, you're going to have a very lonely night.
She exclaims with an angry tone as she pulls the knot on my right foot as tight as she can, nearly cutting off circulation. I decide it's best to stay quiet and offer up my right hand to be tied to the bedpost, which she ties the tightest of all to the point of extreme pain. So there I am, bound, blindfolded, my right arm in pain, my cock harder than steel, and Lucy sitting on the edge of the bed, caressing and stroking my chest with her soft, delicate hands. She begins to kiss my neck and slowly work her hands down my abs. She gently rubs her finger along the head of my cock, but only for the briefest of moments, and she continues working her hands down my thighs and slowly back up towards my chest again. At this point, every hair on my body is standing on end, and I have shivers down my spine. Lucy kisses me passionately and teases the head of my cock again with her finger. In her other hand, she begins to remove my blindfold.
Now be a good boy and only open your eyes when I tell you to.
She explains as she pulls the blindfold off and stands back up.
Okay, open them.
I open my eyes to the most amazing sight of Lucy standing over me, still teasing the tip of my cock with her fingers, dressed in the sexiest black lace underwear I've ever seen her in, along with thigh-high stockings, suspenders, and 6-inch black heels. With a cheeky, mischievous smile, she asks,
"How do I look?"
To which I respond, "You're the most beautiful woman in the world, babe." She starts to stroke the full length of my cock now and moves her head down to my groin. My head begins to race with excitement, as the last time Lucy gave me a blowjob was before the kids were born. Her cock-sucking skills are amazing, but she finds blowjobs to be degrading. Lucy positions herself with her lips just dangling above my cock, and maintaining eye contact, she starts to kiss the tip. Her red lipstick leaving a wonderful red imprint. She suddenly stands up, and that mischievous smile of hers is back.
"That's enough fun for you. My turn now."
She laughs. Lucy walks back to the top of the bed and unties my right hand, which has gone numb at this stage.
"I want you to jerk that cock for me,"
Lucy screams at me. I hesitate for a split second from the confusion. Mere seconds ago, I was about to get my dick sucked. Now I'm getting screamed at.
"Now!"
she roars.
"I won't ask twice."
I quickly grab my lipstick-stained cock in my numb hand and start ferociously jerking.
"Not so fast. We're only getting started. Don't you dare come until I allow it,"
Lucy tells me while squeezing my balls as punishment. I slow pace down as Lucy releases my balls from her grip.
"Good boy. Now you're going to do as you're told, yes?"
I nod my head in agreement.
"Good."
She smiles. I continue my slow pace jerking while waiting for further instructions from Lucy, who is standing above me with a devilish look in her eyes and biting her lip ever so slightly.
"Okay, you've been very good so far. Now you can take it up a level, but don't you dare come yet,"
she orders with a whisper in my ear. I happily start to pick up the pace. Lucy moves back down towards my cock and begins to massage my balls, and then moves her head down, hovering above my cock again.
"I bet you wish I was sucking you off right now, don't you?"
she cheekily questions.
"That big, hard cock of yours is filling my mouth, sliding down my throat, all warm and wet,"
she teases,
"gagging on it until my mascara runs down my face, until you erupt, that sticky cum of yours inside me, and I drink it all down.
As she is saying all this, just inches away from my cock, the pace of my jerking has increased to full speed, and I'm on the brink of no return. As I'm about to coat her face in a steamy layer of cum, she grabs my hand away from my cock, screaming,
"Stop!"
Lucy yells,
"Bad boy, did I say you could come yet?"
Before I could answer, Lucy grabs my balls again, and with a vice-like grip, squeezes them, and I scream in pain. While still holding onto my balls, Lucy declares,
"Now you need to be punished for disobeying me."
She hops up onto the bed and straddles me in a reverse position, with her glorious ass posed above my face.
"You don't get to come now. Well, not until I do first,"
she says as she pulls her panties to the side and lowers herself onto my face. I ate her out as she slowly grinded herself on my face. She was soaking wet, and her juices filled my mouth like it was nectar of the gods. She finally let go of my balls and told me I could jerk slowly again. As I'm jerking, she begins to grind faster and push herself into me harder. Her moans get louder and louder. I jerk faster and faster.
"I'm going to come,"
she cries as she grabs my hand away from my cock and moves it up towards her breast. She comes, loudly screaming my name, and collapses onto me. After a minute or two, she regains herself and gets back up off me, my face dripping with her juices.
"Very good. Now your turn,"
she says as she places my hand back onto my cock. I slowly start to jerk again as Lucy slowly massages my ball, saying,
"Are you going to be a good boy for me and come when I tell you?"
I nod and agree and speed up my stroking.
"Good boy, I want you to cover my tits and come,"
saying as she bites her lip again. She maneuvers herself so her chest is positioned above my cock.
"Faster, babe, faster."
As she spits on my cock, I speed up as fast as I can go.
"I'm going to count down, and when I say one, and only one, do you get to come, okay? 10, 9, 8, faster, babe, 7, 6, 5, nearly there, 4, 3, I want you to come all over these tits, 2,
She pauses for what seems like an eternity.
1. Come, babe.
I unload one of the biggest loads of my life. Stream after stream hits Lucy's tits, chin, hair, and a huge puddle of cum sitting in her cleavage. She smiles and takes whatever cum she can scoop up and swallows it down with delight. She rises up with a long string of cum hanging from her chin and her lace bra stained beyond recognition, kisses me on the cheek, ties my hand back up, and heads for the shower.